Newmarket Today welcomes your letters to the editor at deborah@newmarkettoday.ca. Please include your daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. First, we'd like to congratulate and thank all of the candidates who spoke to the various crises that we're facing and provided an alternative vision of prosperity and health beyond highways and concrete. That said, while a plurality of voters felt there is some merit in the government's vision, as many voters across the region did not agree. These voters are rightly concerned about the Bradford Bypass impact on Lake Simcoe, climate change and the health of our communities. These are not partisan issues, although there have been political attempts to make it so. The goals of our groups have been clear from the beginning: protect Lake Simcoe in a way that evidence demonstrates will work, take meaningful climate action supported by science and address traffic issues effectively with proper study and scrutiny. There are many ways to attempt to address these issues, but there are only a few solutions that pass the threshold of what science and evidence confirm are effective. It has always been our intent to work with whatever leaders are willing to listen and collaborate to achieve these goals. The results of the election have not changed our will to share our knowledge and concerns for the betterment of the lake, our farmland, wetlands and community health with those who will listen and act accordingly. However, with Lake Simcoe approaching toxic levels of salt in less than 40 years, rampant loss of wetlands, and our local climate projected to be similar to Mississippi in less than a generation, there is little time for greenwashed half-measures. Projects that ignore science, logic, and evidence must and will continue to be challenged. Our efforts to stop this project and implement solutions that are scientifically sound and supported by evidence will continue. As the saying goes, we are not inheriting the world from our ancestors, we are borrowing it from our children. We will continue to speak for the voters who know that there are better alternatives to costly and destructive highways to fix our traffic woes. We extend an invitation to the region's MPPs, municipal councillors, and local leaders who would like to move toward evidence-based solutions to work with us while there is still time for Lake Simcoe and climate mitigation. Forbid roads over green spaces, frogs. Concerned citizens of King Township Bradford Women's Plus Group Stop the Bradford Bypass Rescue Lake Simcoe Coalition, Simcoe County Greenbelt Coalition Aware Simcoe.